What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, I told you, Trump is a less talented version of Hitler. As you guys know, both Trump and Hitler are created by the Zionists. These were a bunch of ancient niggers who the Zionists put into power to push an agenda. Now, the agenda that Trump is pushing is the Jewish version of the agenda that Hitler was pushing. Now, Hitler was pushing an agenda. It's in German. I'm probably butchering these two words. Is Lebensraum and Anschluss, okay? I'm going to say that one more time. I'm probably butchering them, but maybe you German guys out there can write it down for me in the comments section. Lebensraum and Anschluss, okay? So what Hitler was doing was Anschluss. Anschluss means to annex, like annex Austria, annex all these lands to be part of Deutschland, to be part of the motherland. Lebensraum means living space. So pretty much what Hitler was doing is that he was creating this area for blue-eyed, blonde, white people, even though Hitler, a lot like me, was a Jew. You know, he himself wasn't blue-eyed, blonde, you know? So he was creating for the white people a living space, Lebensraum, by Anschluss, aka annexing parts of other countries. Now, Hitler, Trump, same thing. It's just that Hitler was far more charismatic and better talented. And in a way, you kind of can't really blame Trump for being not so talented, because let's be absolutely realistic. The average MAGA supporter is low IQ, overweight, just genetically inferior. They just want to believe shit. They probably believe in Santa Claus. So really, what does Trump have to do to get these people onto the MAGA train? USA, USA. You know, this is why Trump, when you hear him talk, it's like he's phoning it in, you know. In Hollywood, phoning it in basically means that the actor is not passionate about the project. And instead of, you know, acting properly, like, yeah, man, I love this project, dude. The actor is like, yeah, man, I really like this project, dude. You know, this is how Trump is. And he's able to get away with it because, again, the average MAGA supporter, they're low IQ, they're genetically inferior, they're dumb, they're stupid. They fall for anything. You know, they fell for the Scamarona vaccine. So, you know, if you fall for that, you can fall for pretty much anything else, you know. So, in a way, you really can't blame Donald Trump for not being a good actor as Hitler. By the way, guys, Hitler's acting coach was a Jew by the name of Erich von Hussein. He was a Zionist, and he was the guy who made Hitler Hitler that we know. Take away the Jews, Hitler would have just been another unsuccessful artist. He'd have been another failed artist if it wasn't for the Jews, you know. Trump would have been just another failed wannabe rich boy, you know. In fact, when Trump went on a date in the 90s with a girl, he said to her, see that homeless bum? This was in New York. He said, see that homeless bum over there? That homeless bum actually has more equity than I do because he's not in debt. I'm in debt. So Trump is nothing more than a rich kid who is in massive amounts of debt. And this whole reason of is simply because of the Jews keeping him afloat, you know. So what Trump is doing is that he's pretty much doing exactly what Hitler did, except he's doing it for the Jews. So he's annexing all these lands for the Jews. He's annexing Syria, he's annexing Jordan, he's gonna annex Saudi Arabia, Egypt, parts of Iran. He's already annexed the West Bank. He's gonna annex all these lands in the Middle East as part of Anschluss so that Jews can have their living Braun or living Sprom or however you pronounce it, so they can go live there. That's going to be the Zionist state. So everything the Jews have accused Hitler of doing for the Aryan race, Trump is doing for the Zionist. Now, you guys need to understand, Trump and the Jews are in a very, very precarious situation. As somebody who fishes, I know the fish fights the hardest when it's about to make it to the surface. That's because it knows that's going to be game over for it, okay? You see, the only reason we're not walking in knee-high blood of Jews right now, guys, is because, like TFM said, things are bad, they're just not that bad. Imagine when the pain of inaction is gonna be more than the pain of action. Trump is already deporting permanent lawful U.S. residents simply because they don't agree that the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is the best thing to happen since sliced bread. You think Trump is making all these laws to deport and imprison people who are anti-Zionist because they're brown Muslim people? No, that's his way of coming after the white people. Let me say that one more time. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. 9/11, Scamarona, everything the Jews have put the fault on Muslims, it's not about going after the brown man. Again, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The Mohammedans, at best, are useful idiots. At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors, okay? Like, right now, the only Muslim out, the only follower of Muhammad who's proactively trying to take over the world and destroy Donald J. Trump is me. Everybody else, they're eating biryani, like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, okay? Now, when I say destroy Donald J. Trump, here's what you guys need to understand about Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is either the Antichrist or he's the runner-up to the Antichrist. See, in Islam, the Antichrist is referred to as the Dajjal. The Dajjal in Arabic means the great con artist, which is what Donald J. Trump is. Even Terrence Pop and TFM are waking up to that. Another thing to keep in mind is that Islam talks about the Dajjal being Dabbat al-Ard. Dabbat al-Ard means beast of the earth. Now, the beast of the earth is like bringing a bull into a China store. It's going to break everything. This is what Trump is doing. Right now, Trump broke the stock market. He's broken the economy. Trump, everything Trump touches, he's breaking, okay? So Trump is Dabbat al-Ard. Now, if Trump really is the Antichrist, like I think he is, I cannot kill him. You cannot kill him. Only Jesus can kill the Antichrist, because that's when we will all know once and for all that Trump indeed is the Antichrist and that the Son of Mary is back and he is indeed the king of the world, okay? So you can't kill Trump. I can't kill Trump. However, we can fight against Dabbat al-Ard. We can fight against the beast system. You have to understand, there is a whole system that powers Trump. Trump is the head of the snake, okay? You can't kill the head of the snake, but you sure as hell can destabilize and fight the body of the snake. The body of Trump is Dabbat al-Ard, is a beast of the earth, okay? We can start fighting the corruption that Trump is causing by A, making videos like this where we tell people the truth about Trump, and at the same time we can start moving into politics. As you guys know, I've already submitted paperwork to get the MGTOW party going. The paperwork is already in Tallahassee. In fact, I even went to Tallahassee back in November to check on the original submission. My submission was lacking a few documents, which I updated a couple of weeks ago, and I already sent the documents into back to Tallahassee. So hopefully we should have a MGTOW party sometime soon. So eventually, guys, we're going to have to go from making videos to actually becoming a political party, because you guys need to understand this really good. The Muslim Mahdi, okay? Now, the word Mahdi in Arabic means guided one, okay? Doesn't mean your name has to be Mahdi, okay? It simply means guided one, okay? Mahdi means guided one, okay? The Mahdi is going to come out right about this time where we have the Antichrist. You see, the Mahdi is the one who's going to lead the faithful people, be it Christians, Jews, or Muslims. The Mahdi is going to be the one who's going to lead these people against the antics of the Antichrist, the Dajjal, Donald J. Trump. So, the Mahdi is not going to claim to be the Mahdi. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here, okay, guys? The Mahdi is not gonna claim to be the Mahdi. You see, the Mahdi is not a prophet of God, okay? So the Mahdi is not gonna know he's the Mahdi until the Son of Mary comes along. This is why I'm telling you Muslims out there, if somebody comes out and says, hey guys, I'm the Mahdi, follow me, they're not the Mahdi, okay? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Andrew Tate might be the Mahdi, okay, guys? No, he's not the Mahdi. No. He's going to claim to be the Mahdi. He's going to claim to be the guy who's going to guide the Muslims, okay? Now, you see all these CIA assets like Andrew Tate, Alex Jones, they're all riding the Trump train. Why? Because these were all CIA assets who were out to scam you from day number one. These people were there to scam you from day one. Okay, guys? Alex Jones did not change. Okay, nobody bribed Andrew Tate or held a gun to his head saying, you gotta do this or else. These are people who from day number one were there to take you along for a ride. And that ride is Donald J. Trump is the best thing to happen since sliced bread. Okay, guys? So this is why you have all these people right now telling you, Trump is the best. Trump is the greatest. It's because they want you to get with the debatable art. They want you to get on the beast system of corruption and facade, which means corruption in Arabic. So, keeping all this stuff in mind, guys, you just can't have Donald J. Trump act like a bull in a Chinatown unchecked, okay? This is where we come in, okay, guys? You guys need to understand, Trump will soon be exterminated. I'm not going to exterminate him. You're not going to exterminate him. Only the Son of Mary is going to exterminate Donald J. Trump. So the Prophet Muhammad said the Antichrist is going to live on this earth for 40 days. One day like a year, one day like a month, one day like a week, and then the remaining days like our regular days. So if you take 1 year plus 1 month plus 1 week and plus 37 days, that's 428 days. Now, some of you Muslims are going to get smart and say, actually, that's like 439 days. Here's what you forget. We don't go by the solar calendar. We go by the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar, okay? So, you guys take 355 plus 30 plus 7 plus 37. That's gonna be 429 or 428 days, okay? When did Donald J. Trump become president? January 21st. Okay, so 429 days, that's what? That's 355, 33 months. No, that's 2 months, it's a little bit over 2 months. Like maybe 3 months. So it's a year and almost 3 months, okay? So if the math is right and Trump really is the Antichrist, and his term as an Antichrist begins on the day he became president, that means Trump will be exterminated by Jesus sometimes next year around this time. Because if you do 429 days from January 21st, it will be about end of March, April, around there. That's when Trump will be exterminated by Jesus. So what this means, guys, if what I'm saying is correct, and again, it's to the best of my knowledge, and I have the right to make the best of my knowledge, things are gonna get really bad. You have to understand, things are gonna get really bad. I told you guys, according to a U.S. special ops I knew in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine is gonna come to an end in March, which is what Trump is trying to do. And then the big war is gonna start in June, July with Iran. If that war starts in June and July, then you have probably half a year of things getting really bad. Imagine if we had a nuclear winter. If we had a nuclear winter, guys, and we lose power, we lose electricity because of Donald J. Trump, do you have any idea how many people will die over the winter alone if we don't have proper heating and housing? So a year from now, guys, or maybe a little bit over a year from now, could be the return of Jesus. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. When Jesus comes back, only the righteous can be here. Only the Salahun, only the righteous can be here. We can't have fucking lowlife, scumbags. We can't even have wishy-washy people. We can't even have people who are like, yeah, I don't care. As long as I have food to eat, place to sleep, and a little fun at the end of the week, that's all I care about. I don't care who rules over me. You see, when the Messiah comes back, you have to be worthy of the Messiah, okay? You guys gotta understand, the shit Jesus did 2,000 years ago, he's not gonna do that. He's gonna literally hit the ground running. First thing he's gonna do is he's gonna exterminate Donald J. Trump, or whoever the Antichrist really is, which again I think is Donald J. Trump. And then he's gonna take over control from the Muslim Mahdi, and that's we're gonna, with that. And by the time Jesus comes back, we're all gonna know that the person in charge is the Mahdi. It's like, yeah, we know at that point, you know. So this is why I'm telling you guys, the Mahdi is going to appear soon, leading the faithful against the antics of Donald J. Trump. And again, guys, can't stress this enough. The Mahdi is not gonna claim to be the Mahdi, okay? If you're the Mahdi, you're not gonna claim to be the Mahdi, because A, you're not a prophet of God, so you cannot make that claim. And B, it's like in the movies, okay, guys? Does Clark Kent say, hey, guys, I'm Superman? No. Does Bruce Wayne say, hey, guys, I'm Batman? No. They just know. And there's no need for them to come out and say, ooh, 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 I'm Batman. Ooh, 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 I'm Superman. Tate is probably going to claim to be the Mahdi, okay, guys? I'm still certain that Andrew Tate is gonna claim to be the Mahdi. Right now, Andrew Tate is here in Florida. I think he's traveling across America. I think he's probably going to make an announcement that he's a Mahdi, or he's some sort of Muslim divine mullah or something like that, okay, guys? Because you guys got to understand, for about a year or so, Andrew Tate disappeared, and now he's back out again, and he's a free man, and it's all constructed shit by the Jews to push Andrew Tate as some sort of divine Mahdi, as if God is on his side, kind of like, you know, Trump when he got shot, and if he, you know, if he was like a millimeter away, he would have been dead. You know, I'm looking at some, you know, there are still people out there with their trucks flying the Donald J. Trump flag. It's like, dude, have you not realized the guy's a fucking total traitor? That the guy made, the Trump did more damage in 2 fucking months than fucking Biden did in like 4 years, dude. Like, honestly, I would have rather had Biden be president than Trump. At least with Biden, he's not going to proactively go out of his way to destroy the country. I mean, the guy has dementia and Alzheimer's, so not much he can do, really. But Trump is proactively destroying America, destroying the world. You guys got to understand, dudes, like Trump, the Zionist, and these Zionist Christians, they all believe that if we trigger World War III, that we are gonna end up becoming some sort of supernatural. You guys gotta understand, okay? These people don't worship the God of Abraham, okay? The word Allah in Arabic means one God, okay? You know what the word for the one God in Hebrew is? Aloh. Aloh means one God, just like Allah in Arabic means one God. Elohim means multiple gods. The Jews do not believe in Allah. They believe in multiple gods, okay? And the God that they worship is Satan. They don't worship. They acknowledge the God of Abraham. Yes, they acknowledge him, but they don't like him. They like Satan. They like Beelzebub. They like Iblis. They don't like the God of Abraham, okay, guys? So they're under this belief that if we trigger World War III, that Satan is going to give us a singularity. He's going to give us AI. We're all going to become mini gods and live a life of luxury, wealth, and we're pretty much going to be gods on Earth. That's what they really think. Of course, that's not going to happen. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to go to the hellfire. But that's what they think, and they're willing to take the whole world down with them. So, like I said, guys, I don't know how bad things can get. All I can tell you guys is that the economy is, like, really bad here, guys. Like, I'm actually at Sam's Club right now in the parking lot. There's a food truck right in front of me. And this food truck was very, very popular. It always had people. But ever since Trump became president, nobody's going to the food truck, man. Nobody's walking up to him, you know? Some people just walked up to him. Let me show you the food truck. See, that's the food truck over there. It's a Dominican food truck, you know? That's a Dominican food truck. That truck, guys, before Trump became president, that truck was packed. It always had people walking up to him, sitting outside. But ever since I pulled in here for like 45 minutes, nobody walked up to him up until like right now. So this just goes to show you guys that the economy here in America is like really bad. The reason why I'm not on the food truck, other than the fact that I was injured in a car accident. By the way, guys, this is like a rental from the rental company. Apparently, the lady who hit me did have some sort of insurance. So, this is a rental car I'm in. You know, the reason I'm not working on the truck is that, A, I can't stand in one place too long. My back really hurts. And secondly, again, the economy is really bad, guys. Like, they just walked off. See? They just walked off. I don't know if they ordered or not. Maybe they ordered and then they walked off. But whatever the case is, they're going empty-handed. Like I'm saying, dudes, like, that food truck, dudes, it was very, very popular. It was always packed. Now, nobody's going there. People don't have money. Joann's Fabric went out of business. Big Lots went out of business. A lot of places are going out of business. The mall that I go to is empty. Like yesterday, I went to the mall, man, because we were thinking of renting a place at the mall. Like in the whole cafeteria, there might have been less than 10 people. Imagine a cafeteria that has Chick-fil-A, it has a Sbarro. First of all, half of the restaurants there are out of business. And secondly, you only have like maybe 8 or 9 people in the whole cafeteria. I mean, this is the beginning of the real bad economy, guys. Like here in Florida, in like a month, maybe a month and a half, people are gonna leave, dudes, because the high season is over, you know. When it gets too hot here in Florida, you know, people go back up north where they came from. And last summer was the worst summer we ever had for businesses, you know. Like for 5 months, businesses were dying. You know, a lot of businesses couldn't make it until October because from, you know, pretty much May to October, you know, there was no business, you know. I mean, again, we own the food truck, so we just, you know, don't serve on Mondays, Tuesdays, or whenever business is slow. But a lot of people, man, a lot of businesses that had rent, they had employees, they had no choice but to go out of business. This summer is even gonna be a lot worse, dudes. Like, I'm telling you guys, if you own mortgages, if you're paying rent, if you're paying a car lease, shit like that, I'm telling you, dudes, like, you're gonna be behind on a lot of money, dudes. Like, housing is going up, insurance is going up, the economy is going down, yet rent, lease, car notes, everything is going up. Now, cars are gonna go up because of Trump. He's gonna put, what, a 25-50% tariff on cars. So all of a sudden, a car that's $50,000, you know, you put 50% tariff, it's now $80,000, you know? Sorry about that, guys. My phone ran out of battery power. So I was pretty much done with this video. So I'm gonna recap two things. Number one, from an economic standpoint, it's gonna get really bad, especially with Trump doing all these immigrations. It's April 1st. He said he's gonna put in tariffs tomorrow, April 2nd. The markets are already crashing. At this point, guys, I don't think the markets are gonna go up to pre-Trump era anytime soon. And everything from an economic perspective is just getting worse. Like, a lot of restaurants are going out of business. A lot of places are going out of business, guys. And Trump is purposely doing that. I think he's actually, because, you know, I took notice, guys. Whenever Trump comes out and says, bomb, 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 Iran, gas prices go up by anywhere from 30 to 50 cents. And they stay up for a couple of days. Then they come back down again, you know. Yesterday, when Trump is like, bomb, 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 Iran, I went to the gas station and I filled up my car for $2.80, something like that. And today, the gas is $3.29. It's like a 40, 50 cent difference, you know? Can you imagine that? You know, gas went up, what, like 15, 20%? Just because Trump comes out and says, bomb, 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 Iran. So what's happening, guys, is that Trump is purposely destroying the U.S. economy. You guys gotta understand, dudes, like, America must be destroyed for the Jews to believe in their Antichrist. Now, again, the Antichrist is, as far as I'm concerned, he's Donald Trump. I don't see anybody else on the horizon. I generally don't see anybody else who is as much of a Dajjal, as much as a deceiver as Donald Trump. So in order for the Jews to claim that they're living indeed in Olam Haba, which is Hebrew for the world to come, in order for them to acknowledge that, first of all, the Arabs have to be exterminated, which is already happening. Secondly, Edom, which is Rome, which is America, must be destroyed. Okay, guys? This is why the Jews are flooding Europe with pretty much Muslim cells, okay? Here in America, it's not so much flooding because, you know, it's easier to put Muslim cells in Europe than it is to bring them here in America. So America must be destroyed economically. It must be destroyed militarily, which will happen. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, here in America, you don't have to send troops over to destroy this country, okay? Like, a couple of years ago, our main bridge that connects Jensen Beach with Stewart was out of commission because it was not properly maintained and it was falling from the bottom. So they obviously closed it, which is the right thing to do, you know, otherwise the bridge is gonna fall. And all of a sudden, traffic was hours long because that was the main way to get from Stewart to Jensen Beach. And not the back roads, they were not made to handle this type of traffic. So imagine the Russians or the Chinese or the Jews having insider terrorists who blow up strategic locations. Imagine if they blow up a bridge or a couple of bridges. Imagine if they blow up a couple of power plants, you know. You guys need to understand, this country can come to a standstill like this. All they need to do is strategically take out a couple of locations. Again, imagine if they took that bridge out. Imagine if they took that whole bridge out. We'd be without a bridge for a year, you know. It would have totally destroyed our economy, you know. So all the Jews gotta do to bring America to its knees is to take out a couple of key points. Trump is doing a good job destroying the economy, okay, guys? The second thing I wanted to talk about is that Trump is exactly Hitler, okay? He's just an actor for the Jews, okay? You guys know by now that the CIA admitted that Hitler went to Argentina and he continued to live his life in peace for 20 plus more years. What did I tell you a couple of years ago, guys? I told you guys, when I was in Colombia, I met with a CIA operative and he told me that Hitler's first contact with Latin America was Tonia, which is about 8,000 feet up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere. That was his first contact in Latin America. It was in Tonia. He stayed there for a little while and then eventually made his way to Argentina. And the U.S. government knew that Hitler indeed was in Tonia. They knew he was in Latin America. They knew he was in Argentina. But again, Hitler, like Trump, he was just an actor. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Trump is an actor playing a role, okay? That role is to deceive the American people until America is destroyed. Okay, guys, get it through your mind. I know some of you guys are like, oh yeah, bro, Hitler was right all along. Yeah. You guys need to understand, these CIA assets, whether they're Hitler or they're Trump, you know, when I say CIA assets, really, I'm talking about Zionist assets. That's the Zionists, they run everything, okay? The Zionists, they run Mossad, they run the CIA. It's the Jews, baby. Everything wrong and bad in this world is because of the Jews, okay? So, of course, you're going to get all these CIA assets are going to come out, like Nick Fuentes, Andrew Tate, Dan Bilzerian. Yeah, they're going to talk shit about the Jews, but at the end of the day, what are they doing? they're doing, either they're doing nothing at all, like Nick Fuentes ain't doing shit, or like Donald Trump, they're misguiding young people to go buy their book to learn how to pimp out women on OnlyFans to make money, yet he claims to be the greatest Muslim since Muhammad, right? So at the end of the day, you guys gotta understand this and understand this really good. I can't stress this enough. The Jews do not shine a light on you unless you're either controlled opposition or you are stupid idiots, okay? If you're like us, MGTOWs, you don't exist, okay, guys? Like, if you go online, you type in MGTOW, you're only gonna see a couple of links, and those links are going to be pretty much people talking shit about us, and that's about it. Have you guys noticed that if you search for MGTOW TV, you'll never ever see MGTOW TV in a MGTOW search? Have you guys realized that? Do you guys know that you cannot advertise the MGTOW keyword on the Google networks? Have you guys noticed that? I know. Don't ask me how I know that, okay, guys? So, because MGTOW is not controlled opposition and we're not stupid idiots, the Jews pretty much, they did what TFM would refer to as making us in the pit stop of the internet, or the armpit of the internet, or we're pretty much off the internet, okay? Because again, we're not controlled oppositions, we're not stupid idiots. So if they shine a light on us, people are going to come on over and they're going to be like, oh shit, these people are actually diagnosing the issue and they're giving us solutions. Like, you guys look at Nick Fuentes, you look at all these CIA assets, you know, they're not diagnosing the root issue. They're only talking about the symptoms, okay? These people are not telling you that the Jews have to destroy America because that's the only way they can believe in their Antichrist. They're not telling you that, okay? And at the same time, they're not giving you, solutions, okay? My solution, as you guys know, is one of two things, okay? First of all, get political. As you guys know, I filed paperwork for the MGTOW party with Tallahassee. You know, I did that. I'm just waiting for them to approve it. And the second thing is, other than getting politically active, is to get the hell out of the country, guys, okay? None of these people are giving you these solutions, okay? Andrew Tate, Dan Bilzerian, Fresh and Fit, none of these people are giving you any solutions. If anything, these people are telling you, oh yeah, bro, you gotta make money, bro, you gotta go to the gym. It's like, right now, right this minute, yes, going to the gym is important. Yes, making money is important. But you do that shit overseas. You don't do that here in America. Guys, none of these CIA assets are telling young American men you gotta go MGTOW. None of them are telling them you gotta go overseas. None of them are saying that. All they're saying them is you gotta make your money, bro. You gotta make your money. You gotta go to the gym, and then you'll be good enough to get bitches, bro. It's like, come on, dude. You're telling these guys to go get married to the same woman that are low quality that you complain about? You know, it's like all the Muslim grifters who are like, oh yeah, man, look at all these hijabis, man. They have no shame. But yeah, they'll turn around and say, you want to be a real man? You go marry that hijabi. It's like, come on, dude. You're talking shit about all these hijabis, and yet you turn around and tell us if you want to be a real man, you got to go out and marry that hijabi. Again, see, none of these people are giving anybody actual solutions other than MGTOW. This is why the Jews don't want us to be popular, because we are diagnosing the root issue and we are giving the solution. It's like somebody who has a medical issue and you're diagnosing the medical issue. Like, you know, like fucking somebody who's overweight and you're like, yeah, bro, you gotta take this anti-cholesterol, anti-blood pressure medicine, you know. motherfucker, eat right, watch what the fuck you eat, and you'll be fine, motherfucker. They don't diagnose. You guys gotta understand, dudes. Like, when it comes to the Jews, they would much rather milk you by going over the symptoms and misguiding you than by diagnosing the root cause and then giving you actual solutions that work, okay? You guys gotta understand, dudes, like, if I was one of those guys selling you, like, fucking nutrition courses and all that, you know, I'm not gonna come out here and tell you, okay, bro, first order of business, check your testosterone level. If it's chronically low, go on TRT. That's what I did. Go to the gym. Now, I can't go to the gym because I was involved in a car accident. My shoulder hurts. My neck hurts. My back hurts. I can't go to the gym anymore. But you know what? I can eat right. I can watch what I eat, you know. But these fitness gurus, they don't tell you that. They tell you, oh, yeah, bro, in order for you to become big and strong, you gotta buy my coursework book. You gotta buy my products. You gotta buy my liver food. Remember the Liver King? You know, the guy who's like, I'm all natural, but he was spending $11,000 a month, right? So, at the end of the day, guys, if somebody is selling you something, they're scamming you. It's that simple, guys. If somebody is selling you, oh yeah, bro, this is a marriage coursework, how to vet a woman for marriage, they're scamming you. If they're selling you a course or supplements on how to get fit, they're scamming you, okay, guys? When it comes to fitness, just fucking watch out what you eat, check your TRTs, and again, go to the gym, you know? You don't need anybody to sell you anything, okay? That's number one. Number two, when it comes to these hijabis and these modern women out there, guys, MGTOW is the only solution. Like, if you are a guy, MGTOW is quite frankly the only solution you have. There is no other solution other than MGTOW for the common man nowadays. I mean, what other solution do you have? You know, especially in the West, MGTOW is the only solution you have. You know, this is why they don't put MGTOW out there, because a lot of guys, they're gonna be like, I'm going MGTOW. Once guys go MGTOW, once they realize the root cause, not only will they go MGTOW, but they will promote MGTOW. They're going to be like, okay, there's a MGTOW party out there. Let's start switching our allegiance from Republicans, Democrats, to MGTOW. This is what the Jews are scared of the most. You guys gotta understand, at the end of the day, it's the men with guns that the Jews are deathly afraid of, okay? Once the young, fighting age men go MGTOW, it's over for the Jews. This is why they're trying to economically ruin America as quickly as possible, so you don't have a chance to rebel. And this is why they get these fake actors like Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, Dan Bilzerian to misguide you and keep you occupied, and also at the same time keep you in the matrix, so to speak. That way you never ever become a threat to them. I mean, think about it, guys, okay? If you work for somebody else, you're not a threat to them because you work for them. But if you work for yourself, now you become a threat to them. So all these CIA assets, they're all pushing the ultimate same agenda: make money, become good enough to marry a fucking dirty sharmuta, which puts you right back into the system on steroids, okay? What's MGTOW telling you? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai lady boys. At the end of the day, guys, MGTOW is about diagnosing the root cause of the problem and then providing you with absolute solutions to cure the problem. And the absolute solution, guys, according to Islam, is to take away women's right and get rid of Jews. So it's going to happen, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, whether Trump likes it or not. Women's rights are going to be taken away and the Jews are going to be gotten rid of. You look at Trump. Trump has women in all his administration. He has dirty Jews in all his administration, okay, guys? So what does that tell you? Donald J. Trump is a total and complete opposite of what the Salihun, the righteous, what the Mu'minun, what the believers should be doing. If this is not proof that Donald J. Trump is either the Antichrist, like I think he is, or he's the runner-up to the Antichrist, at this point, I don't know what to tell you, dudes. Like, if you don't believe that Donald J. Trump is part of a satanic Zionist agenda, if you don't see that by now, I don't know what you're doing watching my videos, you know, unless you're an FBI or CIA agent keeping tabs on me. If you don't see that Trump is a Zionist actor whose job is to destroy Edom, which is Rome, which is modern day America, and to a certain degree Europe, if you guys don't see that, I don't know what the hell you guys are doing on this channel, to be honest with you. But yeah, guys, wow, this video is gonna be a little bit longer than the original video that I did before my camera shut off. But yeah, guys, we live in interesting times, guys. Like, Trump got what? January, February, March? Trump has not been in office for a full 3 months, okay? The guy hasn't been in office for 100 days. He already destroyed the economy. He's already putting people in jail who don't believe the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he already started the war with Yemen, and he's probably gonna start the big war with Iran soon. You guys remember when I told you the guy I met in Ukraine who's a member of the U.S. Special Forces? He told me, I'm gonna go to Ukraine in February to wrap shit up, and then after that, I'm gonna report to Israel in July, because that's when the big war will happen, okay, guys? The big war is gonna happen in July. The buildup is already there. It's already April, guys. You got April, May, June. Okay, you got 100 days until the big war happens. I am telling you guys, America is gonna start sending special forces to the Zionist state in the next 2 months. Okay, they're gonna start sending special forces over there to prepare for the big war. And again, Trump is probably gonna pick on the Yemenites. I don't think Trump is gonna attack Iran in the next couple of weeks here in April. You see, Trump is telling the Iranians, I'm gonna give you 2 months, right? 2 months, right? 2 months, or I'm gonna go to war with you. In 2 months, you got April, May. After that, you got June. What did I tell you guys almost a year ago, according to my U.S. Special Forces dude that I met in Ukraine? What did I tell you guys? The big war is gonna start in June. You guys remember that? Look at my videos, guys. I told you almost a year ago the big war is gonna start in June. And now Trump is telling the Iranians, you have 2 months to either do what I tell you or I'm gonna go to war with you. Guys, am I a prophet of God? No, I'm not a prophet of God. I'm just a dude who's been at the right place, met the right people, put one and one together. Okay, guys? So, I told you, Trump, by February, March, Trump is going to be like, yeah, I don't care about the Ukrainian war. Right now, Trump no longer cares about the Ukrainian war. I told you that, guys. I told you, come February, March, Trump is going to wrap up the Ukrainian war, okay? Now, he didn't officially make peace, but he's like, yeah, I'm out. Let the Europeans handle this bullshit, okay? Now, Trump is going to focus on the Middle East. This is what the Jews really want. And you guys need to understand and understand this really good, okay? By the time that big war with Israel, with Iran happens in June, July, America must be economically destroyed. Why must America be economically destroyed? Because they want the American people to be so despondent that they would not have the time, the ability, or the will to fight back. You guys gonna understand that and understand this really good. At the end of the day, the Jews want you to be apathetic. That's what they really want, okay? If you go MGTOW, it would be the total opposite of what the Jews want. What did I tell you guys? What's good for the goy is bad for the Jew. And what's good for the Jew is bad for the goy. Think about it. The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, they don't allow brown people into their country. But they're more than happy to bring brown people in the West, right? What does that tell you right there, dudes? What's good for the Jew is bad for the goy. So what's good for the Jew is to keep colored people out. Therefore, what's bad for the goy is to have them take in colored people, okay? So this video is April 1. Tomorrow's April 2nd. I don't know if I'm going to upload this video today because the bitch who hit me, she ended up destroying my laptop because my laptop was in the car and the screen, half of it, well, almost half of it, you can't even see the writing anymore, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand and understand this really, 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 really good, and understand that really good, okay, guys? Things are going to get worse. Anyway, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.